Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The internet has allowed us to experience a lot of weird people out there. What's up, P-Silly listeners? Welcome back or to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo-thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is a podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what-the-fuck moments. So, you know, come take a break. Have a seat. Come enjoy yourself. Forget about your dog shitting on your floor, right? Don't worry about your supervisor who's a complete asshole. Don't worry about that guy. Yeah, who cares that you've been single so long it's actually painful? Okay, that last one was a little too close for home. For me, yeah, I'm single as hell. All right, so it hurts. But if you're new here, I'm glad that you're here to join in on the silly with me today and take a look at the titles of my past episodes. And you'll see that I cover a lot of fun topics. And, it, you know, I've got true crime stories that don't always end in murder, but some of them do, including the serial killer episodes that I've done, paranormal experiences, and more. So subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly every Friday. All right, so this is the part where I share what's new with me. Okay, and this is kind of interesting. I might need you guys' advice on this. I don't know if you saw my TikTok post or my Instagram reel that I posted recently on my personal channels, personal pages. And let me just tell you what happened. So the other day, I think someone flirted with me, but I think it might have just been really good customer service. I don't know. Okay, so this is what happened. I went to this place called JR Crickets, right? And if you're from the ATL area, you know that's one of the dopest spots to get some wings. Okay, yes. So I ordered some lemon pepper wings because fucking yum. All right, is legit my favorite flavor of wings. So anyways, this woman that works there was taking my order. And let me tell you, she had the most amazing eyes. Holy shit, okay? Anyway, so she took my order and she was chilling with me. We talked about her dad, her mom, her car, her birthday celebration, just chatting, you know what I'm saying, while we're waiting for my food. And she seemed to have like this intense, intimate look in her eyes while she was looking at me. Like, I can't even explain. It was like I was the only person there, you know? And she never broke eye contact with me while she was speaking with me. All right, now she tended to her other customers and didn't neglect anyone. She wasn't not doing her job, you know what I'm saying? And then she would come back and give me her complete attention and chat with me while I waited for my order. It's been a while since someone just looked at me like no one else is in the room. So I don't know if that's, I don't know. But you know what? It was probably just good customer service, honestly. So I can tell this bitch is into it. Maybe if I'm nicer, she'll slap me a tip, which I did. Okay, because I ended up tipping her way more than I should have. I ain't gonna lie, I did. Oh, you gave me attention. Take my money. Goodness gracious, I think I got played, y'all. But you know what? Then again, I don't remember what flirting looks like. I don't know. Maybe I misinterpreted her awesome personality for something else. But for a moment there, for a fleeting moment, let me just say this, it felt good to feel attractive and maybe even wanted in that way. You know, just to have that attention, it's just to have the attention, you know, and it's embarrassing how long that it's been that I felt that before. But at least for just those few fleeting moments, I was able to remember what it felt like to feel like, what is this? I'm intrigued. You know what I'm saying? And that feeling that you get when your heart drops, but in a good way. You know, like, when my heart didn't drop, I wasn't in love with the bitch. I don't, you know, but I felt like she was attracted to me for a moment. And I felt alive as fuck for those 15 minutes that I waited for my order. I don't know. Is that pathetic? Oh my God, I'm pathetic. But you know what? The lemon pepper wings, they slapped. They were good as fuck. I enjoyed them. I got a side of celery with blue cheese. Because I like blue cheese more than I like ranch with my wings. That's just me. Don't come for me, all right? Shout out to my non-skippers who stay and listen to my blah, blah, blah corner and my horribly sad love life. So let's get on with the show before I depress the shit out of everybody. How about that? To share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there. That Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, SMILES, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global. I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. Last week, we had another cold read episode, and those are actually my favorite because it's so much fun hearing everything for the first time along with you. You know, it's like I'm listening to the podcast even though my mouth is the one that's moving, you know. Anyway, so Florida man, quote unquote Florida man, and meth made another appearance in a podcast episode here. We had a neighbor who thought it was a great idea to shit on someone's property, and yep, you heard correctly. And we had a woman that had a really interesting, no, let's just be honest, weird, odd relationship with an airplane. Yes, an actual airplane. It was a weird episode. check it out. And if you haven't already heard it, and subscribe to this podcast because I post every Friday. You never know what the topic's going to be, but you know it's going to be interesting. That's what I can tell you right there, that much right now. Now, today I decided to make myself feel better by sharing the funny. Sharing funny and weird, bizarre, tender profiles. Okay? Now, as you guys know, because I tell you every chance I get, my love life is complete and utter trash. Okay, so let's take a look at some silly, random-ass people and their legendary Tinder bios. Maybe I'll find some love in this episode. Yeah, okay, maybe not. You know, maybe I'll be inspired to re-download Tinder because I had it for like a week once and I was just over it. I was over it. I really, really was. But I gotta do it to you again. Before we get started with today's silly episode, I'd like to ask you guys to give this podcast a 5-star and written review on whichever platform that you're listening to, especially if you're listening with Apple Podcasts, because their reviews mean a lot, okay? Spotify has recently started allowing podcasts to be reviewed, so I would really love it if you guys could do me a little favor. Take a little second, hook a sister up with a positive review, a 5-star click, bing, bam, boom. Okay, that'd be awesome. And as always, check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly. I post photos pertaining to my episodes there, and sometimes I post other random ass things. Once again, at It's Pro Silly, ItsProSilly. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. Okay, so I'll admit, I've had a Tinder before, like I said before, you know, and it's horrible. It was horrible. I had it for like a week, okay? And I swear, only serial killers and weirdos are left on that app. If there was a way to find love via Tinder, they're all gone. They've all coupled up. There's nothing else left. Weirdos and serial killers, that's it. So I deleted my profile pretty quickly. You know, and it just was not for me, y'all. It was not for me. Okay, so let's get into these silly ass Tinder profiles. Now, this one is just plain awesome, and it's coming from boredpanda.com. So we have a respiratory therapy student who tried her luck on Tinder, and her intro line is beautiful. On her bio, apparently she's 6 kilometers away. It's a white woman, kind of slender, you know what I'm saying? She's got her scrubs on, a stethoscope around her neck. She's wearing glasses, you know, just, I'm at work, cheese kind of photo, you know what I mean? And it says, her bio says on Tinder, respiratory therapy students, cute enough to take your breath away, smart enough to bring it back. I love it. I love it. How creative is that? Like, if I could swipe right, or is it left if you like someone? I think it's swipe right if they're all right, right? Swipe left if, no thanks. I don't know what the saying is or if there even is a saying. But that's probably not it. But yeah, she's kind of cute. She's got her scrubs on, wearing her glasses. You know, she gave her phone the slight tilt that makes the photo diagonal. Yeah, look at her. So yeah, respiratory therapists can literally give you breath back. I love it. If in case you didn't get that before, it's like, why is this funny? Well, it's only funny if you know what respiratory means. That's when it gets its humor there. Yeah. Okay, so the next one is weird, but it's funny, but also kind of creepy. That's a lot of descriptions. So it's coming from ruinmyweek.com. And there's a photo of a man in a yellow shirt holding a sign that says, open quote, won't kill you, close quote. His sign says, won't kill you. See, that right there, that is one of the reasons why Tinder scares the hell out of me, okay? It is like the new Craigslist. It's dangerous, I don't trust it, okay? If you have to hold a sign telling me you won't kill me, then you probably want to wear my face as a mask, and I want no part of it. And maybe he actually thinks that it's funny, but it really just comes off as creepy as fuck. Now, wait till you hear what he wrote in his bio. This is just the sign that he was holding. Won't kill you. Okay. Now, he's 7 miles away, according to wherever the fuck he posted this. And this is what his bio says under the photo of him. Under the photo of him holding the sign. It says, she kept screaming at me, give it to me. Give it to me. I'm so fucking wet. Give it to me now. And I looked. Yeah, I did it good, right? I'm an actor. And it goes on to say, and I looked her in the eyes and said, you can scream all you want. I'm keeping my umbrella. 6-1. Okay. See, this is just weird. So it's supposed to be a joke, but it's everything. The picture ruins it. And also, It's this guy. What the entire weird fuck? I won't lie. I saw that story going a completely different direction. I mean, yeah, I have a dirty mind. I do. I have a completely filthy, nasty mind. Okay, but that was a setup. And I cannot be faulted. Also, what an ass. You won't share your umbrella? It's raining, asshole. By the way, I love how he snuck in his height, 6'1". Like, he's a tall asshole who hogs the umbrella. But he's got a great personality, I guess. If you like someone who seems like he might take what he wants if you don't give it to him, if you catch what I'm drifting. Maybe don't give this guy a chance. He's screaming aggressive creep, narcissistic asshole, maybe even a sociopath. Maybe swipe, was it left? Left means get the, no, right? Okay, I don't know. Don't, maybe not. But if you, I'll make sure I post photos of this, you guys can see it. But if you take a look at the photos I post on the Instagram, you'll be able to see exactly what he said and where he slipped in that 6'1". It's the last fucking thing he says on this post is his height. 6'1". So I want to shout out for this third one, textgod.com, text, like text message, textgod.com for this gem. It's entitled, Fuck the Police. And that's a quote. That's what it says. And it's a guy who is in his police uniform. Like it's a real uniform. It is, you know, I see the gun, I see the badge, I see the patches, you know, uniform issue shoes. It's definitely a real uniform. Okay. And I gotta tell you, the look on his face is screaming, I'm full of myself and you'd be lucky if I bless you with my attention. Kind of smirk. That's what he looks like an asshole. He just looks like one. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I don't know if it's the uniform or the smirk on his face or maybe it's both, but it's definitely what he said on his profile for sure. So it says here, his profile, he's 45 minutes away, apparently, 45 miles away, apparently. And it says here, this is what he typed in, guys. I'm not making this up. It says, have you ever said, fuck the police? Well, now's your chance. That is what he said. That is what he said. Now he clearly isn't looking for love. that's clear. He makes it very clear. Homeboy wants to slide into a tight space and nothing more. Okay, he actually has his leg up on a workout bench, Captain Morgan style, you know, and he just looks like a douche. And for me, he definitely ruined the term fuck the police. I can't say it now and not think of this asshole. Ugh, I'm annoyed. So next up, we got BuzzFeed.com, who hooked us up with a good one. Now this is coming from 21-year-old. Okay, from a 21-year-old, and he's a dude from Texas, and his name is Van. His name is Van, V-A-N. And you know, he's got a cute, innocent smile. Okay, he seems like a nice guy. His haircut is nice. He's wearing a button-up shirt. Nice-looking dude. But his bio is awesome. I love what he says here, especially if you're a nerd like me. This is great. So, oh, and by the way, according to the screenshot, he's got AT&T and his battery is 92% at this time at 2:11 a.m. Now, ladies, do you know what that means? At 2:11 a.m. and he still has 92% battery. He is loyal. You feel me? He is loyal. So it goes on here to say, it's Van, who's 21 years old, and he's in Austin, Texas, looks like. And it says, looking for a Times New Roman in the streets and a wing dings in the sheets. Look, If you get this bio, then you are awesome. And also, you use computers a lot. So, New Times Roman and Wingdings are fonts for those of you who are completely lost right now. You know, like when you're on a computer and you're typing and you can choose what your letters look like, the font of them. It's so weird explaining it like that. But I hope you all knew that. And I completely wasted my time explaining it. I really hope I did. But yeah, that's dope. Wingdings in the sheets. I guess that can be, that's what she said when you think about it. It might be a reach, but yeah, why not? That's what she said. All right, this is another one here. And it's a short one, but it had to be shared. Okay. So thank you, cosmopolitan.com, for this one. I love it. So it's a guy drinking what seems to be a beer. And the only thing that's missing in this photo is him holding up his pinky while he drinks this beer. It would have made this bio just so much better. Oh, okay. So it's Andrew. He's 22 and he's in Madison, Wisconsin. All right. He's a mile away from whoever took this screenshot here. And it's his bio is one sentence. It says, looking for feminist to buy me dinner. That's what it says. Looking for a feminist. Damn it. Why can't I say it now? Guys. Looking for a feminist. Why? I can't say it now. Looking for that to buy me dinner. Son of a bitch. My mouth just broke. I gotta say. Feminist. Ha! I had to prove that I can do it. You just had to shoot it out. I just had to squirt it all over you. That. I should just re-record this whole thing. I really should. Oh my God. Oh, I have no idea why my mouth stopped working. It was ridiculous. Feminist. See? Still got it. So looking for a damn it. Looking for a feminist to buy me dinner. That's what he's looking for. And I love it. Like, again, you got to see these pictures. Okay. I posted them on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly. All right. So he's wearing this green shirt, drinking a beer. And if he would just have his finger up, that pinky finger, just like that. I know I'm better than you. Fucking just, oh, you know, that pinky finger just says a lot about a person if they raise it up when they drink. Anyways, it's just missing that. So I love the post. I do. I think it's awesome. Dude either has a great sense of humor or he's just a jackass. And I'm gonna go with a great sense of humor. I'm gonna go with that. You know, guys, don't forget to check out these pictures once again, because this is great. When you see this photo, you'll get what I said about the pinky finger. Okay, about the pinky be up. I can't let that go. I really need you to go look at that picture and tell me, yeah, girl, you're right. That pinky should have been up. Would have been perfect. Yeah. I'm just looking for somebody to agree with me. It's just like everybody else in the world. Right. Okay. So we're moving on to the next one, and it's coming from boardpanda.com once again. So this Tinder bio is really fucking cute. It's adorable. It's a picture of a dog, in this photo here, as their actual profile photo, their main photo. And the dog looks like he's been through it, y'all. He has been through it. Okay. He's seen some shit. Okay. Now listen, wait till y'all see this dog's face. Okay. Oh my God. So the photo is a picture of a dog that's staring out into the distance. Just kind of looks like he's having a memory or something. So the person who posted it, it's their Tinder profile. Their name is Sarah and they're 18. And this is their bio here. Proud owner of a dog who constantly looks like they're having nom flashbacks. Nom, like Vietnam flashbacks, for those of you who didn't get that. But if you see this photo, he really does look like he's having flashbacks from the war. Like, he is remembering every horrible thing that he has ever been through. This pup has seen some shit, y'all. It is the focus in the eyes for me. Y'all got to see this damn picture. I posted it on the Instagram at It's Pro Silly. I know it sounds like I keep repping it, but it's you really should check out the photos that I post with my podcast episodes because it is something else. This poor dog. I hope he's seeing someone. You know, but I hope he's got somebody to talk to. Just get it off his furry little shoulders. Poor guy. Once again, boredpanda.com comes through with another one. And I love this. So it's a picture of a younger guy and an older woman dressed as a PB&J sandwich. Okay, so he's dressed as the jelly half and she's dressed as the peanut butter half. Okay, so it's a great costume, first of all. It's simple. It's fun. It's innocent. I love it. So let's go ahead and read this bio, guys. So it says, Zach, 23, analyst at EY. I don't know where that is. But the profile, the bio says, for the love of God, someone please date me so I can stop bringing my mom to costume parties. 6'2". Ladies, someone go date him right now. He clearly comes from a loving family. They enjoy lovely cuisines, right? Yeah. And he clearly has a great sense of humor. He looks like a handsome guy. I don't know. You know? I have to say this, though. This is the second guy so far that I've come across who snuck in the fact that they were tall. Legit. Is that a thing? Does height really matter to a lot of people out there? Is it really like that big of a deal for you? And if it is, and no, I'm not shaming or anything, but if you prefer a tall person, why? Does it make you feel safe? What is it? Because I can tell you right now, I know a lot of tall motherfuckers that ain't shit. Okay, so what is it? Why did I pause like you were gonna answer me? So what is it? Go ahead, I'm listening. I don't get it. Because for me, height is not really that big of an issue. I mean, one of my exes was 4'11", and I'm 5'7". So we stood the fuck out. We looked odd as hell, but we didn't care. We were good. So that's all that mattered to us at that time. You know what I'm saying? But I just noticed we had two guys who felt the need to mention their height so randomly, but yet clearly. I love it. I'm thinking maybe I should like re-download Tinder just so I can read bios, you know, so I can be right there. Boom. When it happens, you know what I'm saying? Look, I hope Zach finds his other half. You get what I did there? I don't know, I thought it was funny. All right. Tell you what, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's the internet has allowed us to experience a lot of weird people. There are a lot of strange people out there, but also a lot of funny ones, you know. So also, just let this be some advice to you, okay? If they go out of their way to say they're not a serial killer, I'm just saying, professionally silly life rules, people. I'm just saying. I want to thank you guys so much for listening, and I'm so glad that you're here with me because I post a new podcast episode every Friday. So definitely be sure to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're using so that you'll be notified when a new episode is posted. Also, do your girl a favor and leave me a 5-star and written review of this podcast on whichever platform that you're using. It doesn't seem like much. It really doesn't, but it is. It is extremely helpful when a podcast gets 5 stars, especially when it gets a written review. Because people go and they look at reviews. Like, I wonder if this podcast is any good. Let me see. Oh, they only got one review. I don't know. It's probably them. You know, so go ahead and help a sister out. Oh, check out this podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITS PROSILLY. It's ProSilly. And of course, the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. Feel free to post things because we like to have fun there. We have a good time there. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them. Wow, my mouth is still broken. Email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. So there's a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. You never know. Send them in. Send them in. You can also leave a message on the Anchor app or on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast unless you're not into that. Just let me know. All right. But I would love to hear from one of you. Be dope or several of you. I don't know. I guess all five of you would be kind of cool. And thank you guys so much for listening every week. And I know I say this every week, but I'm glad that you're here. I really am. And if this really is your first time listening to this episode or to this podcast, I hope that you decide to come back and you join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Yes. Now check out the show notes for some bonus information. I like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. I've got my YouTube channels, plural, and more. So I did you a favor because I know you've been asking for this. You haven't been, but I posted my link tree down below, and that has the links to all of my most used social medias, including the ones that I just mentioned to you. It's all in one spot, including my Cameo. I got Cameo. So for those of you who want shout outs or personalized video messages from my professionally silly ass, you can find me on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And I'll put that link inside of the link tree as well. And if you want to send things, you want to send me a little something, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533 Lovejoy, Georgia, one word. And it's 30250. That's also down below in the show notes. You can send anything you want. And I'll open it on my Instagram, on my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I do all my unboxings there. And that way you can actually witness my face when I do it. So you can see me in my joy. Now, I do have some unboxing videos that I filmed recently on my Professionally Silly channel. And I have a subscriber who sent me some candy from the UK and another subscriber who sent me some snacks from Australia. So we have some, I'll try that's coming up real soon on the Professionally Silly channel where I get to try different snacks, foods, activities, drinks, what have you. It is a lot of fun. So join me over there, subscribe to the Professionally Silly channel and the Professionally Silly podcast. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. So come enjoy the silly while you can and come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.